Lipstick Chronicles. Tips from the lips of successful entrepreneurs.
Welcome, welcome to Red Lipstick Chronicles, Tips from the Lips of Successful Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Shanice M. Wise, and I'm so happy that you decided to join us on today. This is our last episode of season two, and we will be recording for season three starting January 2019. So if you have not had a chance to listen to all the podcasts from season one and season two, I challenge you to do so. I definitely challenge you to do so. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, we're everywhere, Red Lipstick Chronicles. And I'm so excited about our guest for today. She's amazing. She's part of my coaching program, and I have watched her develop. I've watched her grow, and she's just out there serving and doing the thing that she's destined to do. So furthermore, let's go ahead and get into Red Lipstick Chronicles, Tips from the Lips of Successful Entrepreneurs. Natasha, tell everyone hi and share with them a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hello, everyone. Well, first and foremost, I am a single mother of two amazing young boys. And my service that I provide is a vendor coordinator service where I will be hired for an event host, to find the fitted small business owners to be able to come to their event to sell their product or give people knowledge of a service that they provide.
So why would I hire you? So let's say I am hosting an event. Why would I come to you and say, Tasha, I need your services?
I always tell people, my motto is you need me so that you can have a successful event, because your focus will be 100% on getting your event together, making sure everything is taken care of and lined up the way that it needs to be. And you won't have to worry about the stress or communicating with vendors, because that's what I would do. I communicate with vendors from the beginning until the end. No communication will be to the event host. That way you can focus on having a successful event.
Okay. So tell me all the, and share with everyone, I know, but share with everyone all the services. Like when it comes to, I hire you and I say, you know, this is what I want. These are the type of vendors I want. Like, paint the picture, because I really want everyone to understand why you're needed and why I will invest in you.
Okay. So my services from beginning to end, and just to start, because I do have a vendor list of 100 plus vendors in the city of Columbus. So I know what type of vendors will go for what event. My communication with them from the very beginning is starting out, letting them know what the event is about, sending over contract information, pricing information, communicating with them with any questions that they may have for the event. That way, you're not dealing with that as the event host, because again, your focus is the success of your event. So I'll deal with that from the beginning to the end, all type of communication, even on the day of, if my services are needed. I also provide a day of coordinator fee where I will come to the event and I'll set the vendor section up, tables and everything for all the vendors, send in set up time for all vendors. That way everyone is there at a good time to be set up prior to the event starts. And there until the end of the event, just to make sure that everything goes smoothly with the vendors and the vendors are also getting what they're needed.
I love that. And y'all, I can say that Latasha, I love working with my own clients, and I used Latasha for an event that I held, and she got all the vendors there and ran very smoothly. And I would say to all of you who are even event planners, you know, this is just another leg of, you know, what you can do to make sure that your program runs amazing. So, Latasha, let's talk a little bit about the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur, of being a business owner. What attracted you to my coaching program?
as I said, I believe it was, no, I know that it was you just being persistent and staying on me. And there's a difference with staying on someone and pressuring them versus staying on someone and allowing them to come to you at the time that they feel that they're ready to do it. So you were very patient with me because, as stated, I have the two kids and my focus is my kids, of course. And mm-hmm. I never want to feel like that, okay, well, if I do that, then I'm taking something away from my kids. And to be honest, I'm cheap. So you know that.
We're going to change that word, y'all. Business owner, you cannot use that word. You cannot use that word. So what did you receive, you know, working closely with me? When you first joined the program to now?
When I first joined, it was a lot. It definitely was a lot, even up until the conference. And yes, I've been in business for 3-4 years now, but I did things kind of backwards. So now, and getting with Shanice, it was more so I feel like I'm a beginner. So I'm learning everything that I should have learned 4 years ago. So it's a start. So it's like I'm starting things over, and I am very grateful with every tool that you have placed with me, even though I'm taking baby steps with it.
It's okay. But it's all about taking steps, though. You know, exactly. Some take baby steps, some take toddler, some take full adult. It's about just taking steps. And I want to say to you, Tasha, I'm just proud of you because I know how skeptical you are. I've known Tasha for a while, and I didn't even get her to come to my workshop until after a year of knowing her. But it's okay. It's okay because it's about creating and developing relationships. So share with our audience the ups and downs of being a business owner in 2018.
Well, one of my biggest issues, of course, and Shanice can vouch for this 100%, is my timing, because I offer different services and I do another business as well. My timing is all over the place. So timing to me is one of the biggest things. And I would say as well as pricing, and not that I don't know my worth. I know my worth and I know what I have to offer. And it's just a matter of me placing myself with the right clientele. who can see my worth as well and would know why they would be investing in me. So the ups and downs with that is more so our timing. And I think that would just be it for me with that one.
You know what? The transparency in that is the pricing. And I know that that is something that you and I have been working on because a lot of business owners leave money on the table. Uh-huh. And they know their worth, but they truly don't know it. And then the confidence in being able to say, right, this is my price. This is what I charge. And either you can take it or leave it. And then also, this is why I can charge what it is that I charge. Right. So I'm proud of you. I know we're still taking those steps, but you even shifting your mindset. So how do you, and you know, I don't really like using the word balance. Okay. I like to use creating order, developing. How are you systematically being a mom, a single mom, and running a business? Like, what does that look like? So for the people who are listening, the entrepreneurs out there that are just trying to figure it out, uh-huh, how can I juggle being a mom and I have 3 or 4 kids? I know you only have 1 to 2, but there's a lot of moms that have 3 or 4 children, right, and their children are a blessing to them. Juggling that and still juggling being a entrepreneur, and you're a full-time entrepreneur. You're a full-time business owner running a great business. So what does that look like?
Crazy. crazy. And it kind of goes back to the whole time management and scheduling. Because my kids are older now, when I'm just starting out, I have a 20-year-old and a 13-year-old. So most of my daytime, since I'm at home now, I get a lot of my stuff done in the daytime. Summertime is kind of crazy because my son is in football. So of course I have to still incorporate the time for that, which during that time, more of my stuff gets done on the weekend because during football season, Tuesday through Thursday, I'm at football practice. Saturday, I'm in the football field all day. So, of course, you still have to incorporate that time. And I think it's easier because my kids are older. Mm. And right now they're like both off doing their own thing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a little easier for me, but of course you still have to make that time because you never want your kids to feel like you're neglecting them. And sometimes I get that way with them and we'll do like, okay, like, hey, let's go to dinner.
Right. Let's go to mommy and son time.
Yes.
Through your babies. So, Tasha, let's talk about it. You and I have had this conversation before because a lot of people think that they're in competition with other people. And, you know, I always tell my clients, your competition lies within you. You should always work your own best. Beat your best. Excel, exceed, you know, be excellent. So what do you say to the person that's listening right now that feels like there's so much competition and that their business is not going to thrive? What advice do you give them?
Feeling that way is only stopping your blessing. And I say that because there have been many of times to where I would still like, if there's people hosting events and they'll message me and just ask me randomly like, hey, do you know this such and such person or this such and such vendor. And yes, now because that is a service that I provide, I'm not going to charge person each time. Yes, I'll send you two vendors, but this is what you have to pay me because you just never know when that person may contact you to actually do the full event for the next time. So you can't do that. And my motto is there's enough money out here for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. the minute that...
And clients, right? Wouldn't you say there's enough clients too?
There's enough clients, there's enough money mm-hmm. for everyone. And you just don't want to stop your blessing with that. And that's why I say I always stay humble in everything that I do because...
You're very I humble.
Yeah. Very.
Yes, you are.
I've been here and I'm not that person to hold any information back because I always go back to where I started and there were people who I reached out to and had questions to ask for and they helped me. So why would I, just because I'm almost where I want to be at now, I'm going to stop giving information. So you never want to do that because you never know what you may need from someone else. So always think about that.
And that's so true. And that's one of the things that I can say that I admire about you, because as a vendor coordinator, you know, sometimes that may, an event planner may think that that clashes with them. And if they shift their mindset and they see how you can work together. Right. And one of the things that I admire from you, and is very similar to me, I can work with everybody. You know what I mean? Like I really can. I can teach at different workshops. It doesn't matter who's throwing it. I don't get caught up in all that.
Because
at the end of the day, the gift that I have to coach business owners, to get them to, you know, expanding their business, transforming it, building an amazing platform, it's not about organization. It's not about what group you're affiliated with. It's about me serving. And that's one of the things that I've admire from you afar, as well as, you know, us working together. And I'm just really proud of what I am seeing with you and how you're evolving.
Thank you.
What do you say to the person out there who is just really thinking about starting their business, but they don't know what to do? They're just trying to figure it out. What would you say to them?
And what I always would say to that is, don't just start a business to say that you're starting a business. Start a business and make sure that it's something that you're going to love, for one, because if you're doing it just to say that it's a business, it's just another job.
Totally.
So I would say if you're going to like look into things, just sit back and take a look at what it is that you really enjoy. I love being a vendor coordinator. I love it and I wouldn't change it. So make sure that it's something that you're going to enjoy and that you're not going to get stressed out about. And it's not going to overwhelm you. And 3 months down the line, you're like, I'm over it and I don't want to deal with it anymore. So I say that. I say just make sure that it's something that you're going to love 2-3 years down the line.
That's good. And Tasha, before we close, I want you to share with everyone, just depending on how you, you know, want to share it, what was one of the deepest, darkest times in your life where you had to keep going? You could have thrown in the towel, you could have given up, you could have stopped running your business, but you didn't. What's one of those times? Because I want to end this. Because as you were talking, the topic, I'm always praying, like, Lord, what is the topic of this podcast? What's the title? And I came up with Don't Stop Your Blessing. And that's what stands out the most with this conversation that you and I are having and with you. You know, so what is your darkest time? How did you overcome it? What made you press through it?
I would have to say there was a time, and it was, I want to say maybe about 3 years ago. There were some things going on in my household, and I had to take me and my youngest son, because my oldest son had just left to go for his first year of college. And I had to go live with my sister for about 3 months. And that right there was the most humbling thing that I've ever had to deal with, because I have a pride issue. I had a pride issue. I had an issue with asking anybody for anything, because I felt like I can do it. And me with that I can do it mentality got me in a situation that I was in. Everything just happened. Things at the house had went out. My car had went down. I had to go stay with my sister, depending on my mom to take me back and forth into work. So it was a lot. And that 3 months was my 3 months to, like, hey, it's time to figure this out, get it together. And I vowed to never, ever be back in that situation again. And from that happening, I haven't looked back. And I think I've been going strong since.
What made you press through? So to the person that's in that place, dark place right now, and they're an entrepreneur and they're trying to figure it out, they're trying to make it, and it doesn't look like they're going to come out of it. It's like a dark cloud. Share with them what gave you, and I'm going to say the energy, to press through.
Because it's my passion. And if it's your passion, then you're not going to give up on it.
I like that. Well, Tasha, you've been around me too much. So, Tasha, thank you so much for joining us on Red Lipstick Chronicles, Tips from the Lips of Successful Entrepreneurs. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud to say that you were a part of my program. I'm proud to see how you're blossoming. I'm just excited for where you're going. And to everyone out there, if you are a business owner, if you're in multi-level marketing, because a lot of people in multi-level marketing always need different, vendor events to get their products out there. If you're an author and you have, your books, whatever type of business owner that you have and you need more vendor opportunities, reach out to Tasha. And then also event planners, people who host events, reach out to her, because she definitely can help take your event to another level. And business owner, she can help you get solid in getting your vendor events up. So Tasha, what is the free gift? What's the special gift you have for them today? Share that, and then where can everyone find you?
So my Facebook business page is Events and Custom Creations by Tasha. You can find me on Instagram at events_glassware. On Twitter at Latasha Rains, I think, because I just started it, so I'm not really sure.
Ooh, you done listen to me. You listen to me. Got that set up. Got it set up. And then what's your, you said your website is what, Tasha?
My website is in the process of getting built as we speak. Okay. So that will be up and ready for launch by the end of this month. But that will be LatashaPRains.com.
Nice, Latasha P. Rain. So y'all write that down. And then what is your free offer for everyone?
So my free offer today will be for the small business owner who would be interested in joining my vendor membership program. And I will offer you a free 15-minute consultation just to go over the program, just to let you know what the program will be about. and to help you out with getting your vendor events and just learning different topics that we're going to be discussing.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So you all heard where you can find Latasha at. You heard the free offer that she has for you. So make sure you reach out to her. Latasha's information will be posted on our SoundCloud page. And you can also find this podcast on iTunes as well as YouTube. So just make sure you look for her on Facebook. She's doing some amazing things. And Tasha, I just want you to know that I love you. I'm excited for
that.
The best is yet to come. So thanks, Tasha, for joining.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, wasn't that an awesome, awesome interview? My podcast, I just love the guests that are featured. I love the dialogue that we have. That was amazing. And I'm so excited for Latasha, as you heard me say in the beginning and throughout the podcast. Now, where you can find Shanice and Wise, business expansion coach and strategist. You can find me on my website, shanicenwise.com. You can find me on Instagram, Unstoppable, the word one, the number one, Twitter, shanicenwise, and LinkedIn, shanicenwise, as well as Facebook, shanicenwise. So I am everywhere. And for those of you business owners that are looking to expand, you're looking to transform, you are looking to up level, you're tired of playing it safe, you're tired of leaving money on the table, I challenge you to go to my website. Let's schedule a discovery call. When you go to my website, you can get my free CD, 10 Ways Successful Entrepreneurs Commit Business Suicide. So go ahead and fill out that form so you can get the CD download, as well as fill out a discovery session. Let's talk about getting you to a place where you are earning a profit of 6 to 7 figures. Let's not go into our 2019 being in the same place. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So go to my website, shanicenwise.com, and fill out that discovery form so we can chat. We can talk about what we need to do in order to expand your business. Let's go. Let's get it. How long are you going to stay in the same place? So thank you all for joining me on Red Lipstick Chronicles. Thank you for your support. And also, if you're looking to advertise your business, if you're looking to have a little commercial, reach out to me, go to my page, and we can talk a little bit more about having you advertise on our Red Lipstick Chronicle podcast. So again, to everyone, thank you so much for joining me. Again, this is Shanice M. Wise, also known as the Unstoppable One, signing out. Look for season 3 of Red Lipstick Chronicles beginning January 2019.
Red Lipstick Chronicles. Tips from the lips of successful entrepreneurs.